Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And we are doing a bonus episode today. About what, Jake?
What happened was...
Because I just show up to these. I don't know. I never know what we're doing.
Well, see, normally during the season, it's pretty easy to know what we're doing day to day, because all the episodes are numbered, and you just do the next one. It's a pretty easy formula. And then we hit, bonus times, and we have, like, a set amount of, like, things that we usually do, and then this time we're like, well, let's, the heist is going to be a little bit longer, so we'll figure out some other stuff to do, and then last episode in the By the Numbers, you heard us say, we don't know what we're doing next week, ha ha ha. And then yesterday, we hadn't figured anything out yet, so I went on to the Discord, and I said, everybody, give us some ideas to do for episodes. So, we have an idea for what we're going to do for an episode, and we are going to figure out, hopefully briefly, what all the Forever Color episodes would be. But first, do you want to run down some of the other...
Yeah, I'm trying to get options to them.
I'm scrolling up till I see me.
It's been
yesterday at 6:26 p.m.
It's been busy in here today after this big toy announcement.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So there was the other thing that happened is that there was a toy announcement, or there was an announcement that something was coming at 7 a.m.
There's an announcement of an announcement, which is something I hate.
Yeah. It's the worst thing about living in the world today. The same thing is trailers for trailers, where, like, you're watching a trailer and the first 10 seconds are like, the Sonic trailer's coming right up. Please don't change. Don't click away.
They show everything in the trailer in the trailer.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I was going to...
Why would I even watch the trailer now?
I planned to watch the trailer. And they're like, well, you remember Vine, how it was only 6 seconds? Well, I think that ruined everyone's attention span, so we got to get you up front or else no one's going to watch the new Sonic trailer. Which, by the way, by the time this airs, that will have come out.
I saw a spoiler, and I'm so mad about
it. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. So we're definitely doing a bonus episode on that.
But I can tell you right now, that's going to be movie of the year.
Yeah? I'm excited.
I don't know what would beat it. I haven't seen it, and I've seen the spoiler, but it's not like a movie spoiler, really.
Right.
It's just like a spoiler. But I can just tell I'm going to be like... super into this movie, unless it's like super bad, and none of the trailers make it seem like it's that bad.
No, all the trailers make it seem like it's going to be a fun, weird adaptation of Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. The game.
At my old age of 34 now,
oh God, you're so old.
A fun family movie is just what I'm into. So
yeah, I honestly, other than Birds of Prey, which is out, and I need to go see it. And I think Godzilla vs. King Kong comes out this year, which I'm stoked about. I caught the last, like, 5 minutes of Kong Skull Island because I haven't seen it yet. And I was like, oh, yeah, that movie looks like it rules. I need to watch the rest of it. I don't know any other movies coming out. So Sonic, probably a lock for thing I want to see. Anyway.
Unless it becomes the Detective Pikachu of 2020 and another Ready or Not comes out.
Yeah, Detective Pikachu ended up being, like, my third favorite movie, which is a bananas thing to think. If you would have told any year before that, like, oh, you're going to like the new Godzilla movie more and the Rian Johnson movie, you're obviously going to like that a lot because you like Rian Johnson your entire adult life.
If you, at the beginning of 2019, said, hey, John Cena's going to have a movie in November and it's going to be your favorite movie of the year, I would have been like, you're an idiot. You're a stupid idiot. Don't know me at all.
Stupid guy. That's not going to be better than Pikachu, which is a fantastic movie.
It is. I was thinking about maybe watching it today because I just like remembered like... Not like the Mr. Mime scene, but just like the way Mr. Mime looked. And I was like, I should watch Detective Pikachu again.
Yeah, I watched it again a couple of months ago. Sasha came over and I was like, you haven't seen Detective Pikachu yet. She's like, no. So us and Scoot watched it. And it rules.
Yeah, it's very good.
It kicks ass. So here are some, we're just going to run down a couple ideas that people had. We're just going to knock them out real quick, whether or not we could do them or what we would do for them. First is from Raina. Compare/rank the best and worst episodes of each season. In the best and worst, or the by the numbers, we did that with the worst episodes. We didn't do it with the best episodes. Maybe there's something there. Tanner says, brainstorm, a Power Rangers dating sim. We're not game designers like that. So I don't know how well I mean, my idea for a Power Rangers dating sim is it's a dating sim, and then there's trouble in the park, and it becomes a side-scrolling beat-em-up, and then it becomes a Street Fighter when you get into the Zords.
What I'm thinking now, let's talk about this for a minute.
All right, let's dig in a little bit, yeah.
I'm thinking is you are not a Power Ranger. You are a student at Angel Grove High.
Okay. You're a Marge.
Yeah.
Or
you're like, you're sweet on the Rangers, and Bulk and Skull also are options.
Yeah.
And maybe like Marge is there.
Some of Billy's cast offs, because he has 70 girlfriends.
And like, I don't, they're just like, these five teens that you're trying to romance are just really coy about why they're not around sometimes.
Right.
And so you have to, like, earn their trust and, like, maybe you learn their secret.
Ooh. Maybe there's a point in the game where you're getting, you know, you and Jason. Jason's not an option. That dude's ace. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's just, you can't romance Jason, but you can use him to get in with other Rangers.
Exactly. You can become friends with him and he'll put in a good word for you.
If you're Bond level, I've never played a dating sim.
I don't know. If there's no rules.
Yeah, if your heart meter with, like, Billy gets high enough, maybe there's, like, an in-game event where you get captured by Madame Woe.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or, like, there's a point where, like, the school's under attack and you and the Power Rangers are all, like, you know, in civilians, like, hiding under, like, a cafeteria desk because you were, like, kind of getting close to Trini, you know.
Right.
You're there and they're like, we need to go. And you need to, like, figure out how to, like, look the other way or appear distracted so you can let them get away.
Hey, can someone make this, please?
So if someone wants to help us make this game for real, I think we just got on something.
Hey Hasbro, if you have a video game division, just make us like a nice Power Rangers dating sim.
Yeah,
where like you get in with each of the Rangers in a different way, but like Bulk and Skull, you just like keep telling them like, I want to find out who those Rangers are. So
right. Or you can just straight up date Skull or Bulk if you want.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of options in the game. That's actually very good. I think that's a much better way to do a straight up dating sim, because other than that, I would do, you're a Power Ranger, you do dating sim stuff, and then it turns into, you know, side scrolling beat 'em up like Double Dragon. And then when you get into your Zords, it's Street Fighter. It's Zord on Zord. It's Zord versus Monster.
Yeah. And trying to get with Tommy and Kimberly's hard mode because they're like super into each other.
Yeah. They're together. All right.
So are Trini next. And Billy, but they're a lot more on the down low about
it. It's kind of, yeah, that's kind of, you know, touch and go. They don't know where they're at. Christina says, I just saw that Aaron Cahill has a Hallmark Valentine's movie coming out this weekend. So...
I also saw, I can't remember what that one's called.
I don't know. We are going to do an episode on Love, Fallen Order. We just didn't plan on doing that today.
You have
to watch a movie first.
Yeah, I have to make sure it's still in the app or is in the app. Because the Hallmark Movies Now app is super great in that not all the Hallmark movies are on it all the time.
Don't you pay for that?
Yep. I pay $10 for them to like rotate content out.
Hey,
for some
Hallmark?
Reason.
Just put it all on there. What do you gain by not having some of your stuff on there?
So I'll check if it's on there. If not, maybe that new Valentine's Day one will be. So in a pinch, we could watch that. Still Aaron Cahill, so.
Right.
And it's thematically appropriate.
Yes, still counts. I'm trying to, I got to try to find if any of the people from from Wild Force were in anything else. The only thing I know that Alison Kipperman was in was she was on an episode or a couple episodes, it might have only just been one, of Undressed, you know, that like sexy late night MTV show where it was like like the softest of softcore porn because there's no nudity at all. It's just like sometimes they're in their undies making out.
Oh.
Her and Jason David Frank are in an episode together. And I've watched it and it's weird.
Okay.
And, you know, no shade, but... she can do a lot better.
Yeah. Hashtag no shade.
DigiDankness says, have you talked about the Power Ranger video games? We did a very long time ago. It's on the archive.
Yeah, bonus episode. Game Boys.
Yes. King of Doma says, it's Valentine's Day soon. Talk about Power Ranger relationships and desired ships. I mean, I think we've made ourselves pretty clear on who is 100% explicitly canon regardless of what they say. Trilly, Tandem, Tarek, all your good T's, all the T's basically.
And oh no, that was Tarek. Never mind.
Yeah, Tomberly. That's a, you know,
obviously, except for when it becomes Tomcat.
Yep. Which I like. Look, don't get me wrong. I like Tomcat. I think it works a lot better than Tomberly does. By the end, because Tomberly's just kind of like teenage hormones. The relationship, right?
Yeah. Well, they're high school kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But like Tomcat kind of works, but I do feel bad for Kat in that, like, well, you're a replacement Kimberly, so you gotta date Tommy now. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe she came back. Did they ever confirm they were married in that episode of Ninja Spin? Ninja Steel?
I don't know. I didn't watch the Beyblade season.
Okay. Well, we'll tell you in 8 years when we figure it out. Benny says, another team of Rangers has Pokemon trainers. I mean, maybe it's been several generations of Pokemon since we did that. So
we only did the Mighty Morphin Rangers.
We only did Mighty Morphin. So maybe we'll keep that in our pocket, to do that. Tanner says, build a Megazord from your favorite individual Zords. I don't think that's a whole episode.
No. Bears of the Arms.
Bears of the Arms. Rhino is defeat. You know what? It would just basically be the Kongozord.
Yeah.
It would just basically be the Kongozord.
He throws big bananas, so I don't know why you would need anything else.
Yeah. Vigil says, extremely helpfully, just Tomberly.
I think you just did that. I think you just talked about that.
I think so, yeah. So we got that one. Tanner also says, theorize on what other Wild Zords could have been. I probably mentioned this already. I think we kind of did that in the Q&A.
We talked about some.
Yeah. Yeah, because I want a Mongoose and a Cobra Zord that like are at odds, but when they work together, they're very powerful because of you know, friendship and rivalries and all that.
Right.
Benny says, a quiet reflection on the last 10 seasons and what this doing this podcast means to you. I don't know if that's a whole episode.
It's nice.
It's nice. It's one of my favorite parts of the week is getting to talk about Power Rangers with Josh. Brendan's got a bunch. Mentor rankings. Zordon to Shayla. We can do this probably pretty quick, right?
I think
right?
So. Let's see. So the options are Zordon, Demetria.
Yep.
Dekka?
Dekka, kind of. Commander, Captain Mustache.
The future Commander?
I wouldn't even count him. I don't think
that really counts, though.
He's only in like 8 episodes.
Time
and then
Force
Shayla.
Doesn't really have one.
No, they don't really have one. And then Shayla.
Shayla's
so
at the bottom.
That's only 6. So Shayla would be number 6. Followed by Demetria. Is Demetria worse than Shayla? She might be.
I'm trying to think of a way that I can say yes, she is as a question. So yes, she is. because
is she
did that to me.
Yeah, so Demetria is at 6. Then Shayla's at 5. And then Commander, and then Dekka, and then Zordon, and then Captain Mustache. That's my pick.
I'm trying to remember Commander, and I just don't. I remember Captain Mustache.
He was Lost Galaxy.
And I just picture Captain Mustache on a spaceship.
No, he was not that cool. He was kind of like Family Dollar Riker from Star Trek.
No, yeah, I agree with your list.
Yeah. Captain Mustache ruled, y'all.
He was very good.
Maybe a general's rating, like Toxic and Jindrax, who are a single unit, Elgar, Rygog, Kliptor, Diabolico.
That's a lot more to try to remember.
Yeah. If everybody sends us, if somebody sends us a list with pictures, maybe we can do that as a whole ranking episode.
Oh, maybe. But as of right now, Kliptor's at the top.
Clippy's number 1, Toxic and Jindrax number 2.
Actually, those could be swapped.
Yeah.
Like that works either way for me.
Yeah. Both those are really good. Diabolico would be like the dead center. Cause like I really like his face turn, but before that it was like, oh, okay. All right, Diabolico, you're kind of a star shape, but that's all you got going. And then I don't really remember anybody else.
Elgar, you know, sucked. Elgar would be pretty low.
Elgar did suck, but he was kind of funny sometime. But then mostly most of his jokes were, oh no, he got stuck outside. Someone put him outside the submarine. Oh no. Lewis asks, what would the Ranger theme colors be for Sonic characters if they formed? It's incredibly crossover and I hate it. It's sort of, but Sonic would be red.
See, I don't know. Sonic is already so...
He's so blue, right? He's extremely a blue character.
The characters are so color-coded that I feel like you'd have to break traditions.
Yeah. So I don't think it works, which is indicative of a lot of crossovers. They just don't make sense, y'all.
Because yeah. Tails should be a blue ranger, but he doesn't have a lick of blue on him.
No, he's yellow, but he's not a yellow ranger.
No.
Then let's see if we got any other ones. Then Christina said doing a forever pink, yellow, blue, green, black. And then I think that's it.
That looks like it, because then they start talking about Forever's and Psycho Pink.
Yep, and then after that, it's a lot of the talk about the toys. Which, by the way, I don't think we actually mentioned it. The toy is just a Rita and Zed 2-pack.
Yeah, they have wedding accessories.
They got wedding accessories and a grenade and their staffs. It looks cool, but like, I'm not spending $60 on that.
No, it's only $50, but you do have to go into a GameStop. Because a toy is GameStop exclusive because Toys R Us is dead.
Toys R Us, did you know that they're bringing Toys R Us back, but it's mostly going to be like a thought experiment?
I'm sorry.
Let me explain.
So I ordered toys when I think about them, because that's very dangerous and I don't have the money.
No. That would be terrible. No. So what it is you go into a Toys R Us and you go shopping, right? And you buy things and you leave the Toys R Us.
Just like a store. Sounds good so far.
There are two catches. The first is that everything at this Toys R Us, they bought from Target. And two is it is mostly to track people's shopping habits and exploit that data. That's what Toys R Us is going to be when it comes back. So
it's still going to be higher priced because they have to resell toys they bought at Target, which is already the most expensive place to buy a toy.
Yarp. Venture capitalism is a mistake. Capitalism in general is a bad call.
Does Target own the new Toys R Us?
I don't think so. I think they just said we're going to buy them from Target. Maybe they'll buy them from Walmart.
They're
but
probably
they have
buying
a lower
them from,
selection.
They're probably buying from Target because all the leftover Toys R Us toys went to Target.
Yeah, they're just buying all their stuff
they
back.
Just, now they have to buy it back.
What a great business model. This one's going to last forever.
That makes me mad because I wanted to shop at Toys R Us again, but now I won't.
Same. Unless they don't end up doing that, because now people know that's going to happen. But like, why even, y'all?
like Amazon doesn't have a profile on me enough as it is.
Right? It's bad enough that if I say the word gazebo too loud, my phone will only show me Instagram ads about gazebos.
Well, now you've done it.
Well, you know, I'll take it over shirts that are like, never mess with a guy who likes trucks who was born in January. And I'm like, I'm none of those things.
And drinks Samuel Adams Oktoberfest specifically.
In 8 different fonts.
I custom made this shirt just for me, I guess. it's hyper specific.
So I can brag about how fragile I am. What a call.
What don't a thing you do. Talk shit about pepperoni hot pockets or this Virgo will kick your ass. Oh, Jake, I think I just thought of a t-shirt line.
Oh, my God. Oh. Who are these people fighting to the death over pepperoni hot pockets? Oh, my God. Oh, yes, we can. All right, you want to figure out what the Forevers would be?
Sure.
All right, so where do we start? Let's start with Forever Blue.
All right. There's always been blue.
There's always been blue.
So Forever Blue, is this taking place in Wild Force as well?
I'm assuming yes.
Okay.
Because I don't know anybody afterwards, except for, I don't even remember who the Megaforce Blue guy was. I know Coda, the caveman. That's all.
Right. Yeah, Megaforce Blue was like Noah?
Maybe it was Noah?
Because I know there's Troy.
Troy and Gia.
Troy, Gia, Emma, Jake, and Noah, I think is that.
Okay. Team. And Robo Knight.
Yeah, but if you ask me, like, Operation Overdrive, I don't know.
No. Yeah. There's a Red Ranger named Nick at some point, but that's all. That's like, I don't know when. I just know that that happens. So Forever Blue, let's see, who do we got? We got Billy.
Billy.
We got
Rocky.
Rocky. We'll try to get his phone number this time.
Justin.
Justin.
TJ.
TJ.
Kai.
Yep.
Chad.
Lucas.
Lucas. Oh, God, I always think he's a Black Ranger.
He feels like one because he's so cool.
He is the most he's the most miscast Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
Like, not for, like, the actor, but just the character.
Yeah.
And then Max.
Max. That's only eight. Is there... Okay, hold on.
Is Robo Knight blue enough? Not Robo Knight.
Robo Knight. Blue, I don't know.
Blue Centurion.
Blue Centurion. Blue, oh, absolutely get Blue Centurion. And what is the alien ranger that's blue? Was that Sestro?
Sestro.
He was the good one.
I always forget the alien rangers.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a reason for that.
They almost forgot Orko, so it's not just us.
Did you know, apparently, in the Forever Red episode, at the end, when Leo's like, I saved two galaxies, and no one answers him, it's because he wasn't there. They digitally put him in, because they only got Danny Slavin for, like, 20 minutes as a favor to the producer because he really didn't want to, apparently. So yeah, that's why no one answers him or talks to him or anything. As they should.
Yeah,
because this sucks.
It fits.
Yeah,
the character and everything that he stands for. So
yep. Yeah, exactly. So and then what about Ninja? Ninja's not really, he's blue, but I don't know if he
I feel like we could get Ninja in there.
Yeah. So we got 11.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Who do they fight?
Because
Cole blew out Serpentera's ass.
Yeah.
Turns out all you had to do was just fly through it.
You just gotta drive through the butthole. That's, you know, easy enough, I guess. So,
because the easy answer for all of these is just like that Psycho Ranger,
right? But they are all dead twice.
Yeah.
So.
Pink maybe three times.
Pink, I think three times. So, okay, theirs has to be, so, you know, okay, so Forever Red is about these Power Rangers coming together and then doing cool fights, right?
Right.
So this has got to be like a smart one.
Billy has to have a million gadgets and he arrives in the rad bug.
He pulls up in the rad bug. He pulls up on the Animarium in the rad bug.
The rad bug, the only way to fly to the
Animarium. The only way to fly. And he's like, Max, get in. I'm Billy. I'm the first Blue Ranger. We gotta go. And Max is like, okay.
I'm a dumb baby. Let's go do science.
Let's go do science. So maybe, since you said Psycho Ranger, maybe, because this has gotta be like the smart episode, like the brains episode, because right. None of them are particularly great at fighting except for Lucas and Chad.
I think Jack could fight, and TJ.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, TJ. Yeah, TJ rules. What if there is... Because you know the Psycho Rangers got put onto, like, USBs? They got put into, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Yeah.
Like, USB yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Uh-huh.
And then they copied...
They downloaded them?
Yeah,
They uploaded them to the cloud.
What if the blue one made it to the cloud?
No crap.
And the blue one
now
took over.
He's in all the computers.
What the blue one took over Terra Venture.
Oh, dip. Yes.
And so now they got to fly to the other side of space to Terra Venture, which is now
just the main city on
Miranoi. But it was like crashed, but because it's now evil, it grew rockets again and can fly. And it's going to do bad stuff. I bet.
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's all I got for that one.
There has to be some kind of infiltration for Justin to do.
Because he's little.
And he's the best at sneaking. He snuck into not NASA.
He did get in an ASADA like twice.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Also, maybe they go to Ninjor to like get like power coin facsimiles of their powers for like some people. Cause like the Zio power's gone, but I mean, I guess
I don't think it's gone. They just have cars. They got sweet whips.
They did, yeah. No, Turbo was gone, but then Justin just also had it, so he's fine.
Yeah,
cause he just got it back later. So they drive. So they now they're flying across space in the Rad Bug, which has got all five people in it that it can fit.
The rest of them are on the mega ship with TJ.
Well, no, Justin had the. That blue Jeep.
Right. Yes.
The was it a Jeep?
Storm? Wildstorm?
Thunder?
Storm Chaser.
Storm Chaser. So he's got another five people in that. Blue Centurion and Ninjor are on a space motorcycle. Probably.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then Kai's on his cool surfboard thing that he has. His Mario Kart that flies or whatever. and they got to go stop Blue Ranger, who got uploaded into Terra Venture.
I forgot they had stupid space Mario Karts.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and they gotta go beat up Psycho Blue, who's in Terra Venture's main computer.
Yeah.
Making it evil.
So they gotta, like, download him into a body. Ooh, what if they don't find Blue Centurion?
Oh, it's just that scene from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey where they all go to a convenience store and buy a bunch of parts to build a body to download him into.
Yeah.
And then,
or,
but they put a big button on the chest so it just pops when you,
right.
when you touch it.
The head flips. The toys would sell great. What if they get there and they're like, we need to download you into a body, and they're like, we don't have one. So Blue Centurion downloads him into his body.
Oh,
and then
snap.
They have to kill Blue Centurion, who sacrifices himself to defeat the Blue Psycho Ranger.
That's better than the good robot Uzzes version that I had.
And then also Billy's like, also, I'm not super old anymore. I got better.
Yeah, the water on Aquatar is just like, it's just the fountain of youth for just, humans out there.
Yeah, it's weird. If a human goes there, we just turn back regular. That's great for us. So then next we got, what should we do next?
Yellow?
Okay, so it is important to point out that at this point, Tweetrang has passed away.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
But I feel like... I don't know how we would handle that story-wise, but unfortunately, that means Ish would have to be the Mighty Morphin Yellow Ranger.
Ish is Mighty Morphin Yellow, but that also means that we get... So we got Ish, we got Tanya as Zio,
mm-hmm.
we got Ashley as Turbo Yellow?
And in
or
space.
In space.
In space. She's both yellow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... We got...
There's not going to be a lot of them.
No, because then we got...
Maya,
Kelsey, Katie...
And Taylor. Taylor gets this team together. Taylor's in charge.
Absolutely. And Corcus?
And Corcus is here.
Maybe because Corcus sucked the... No, it's Titus.
This is... Tedious?
Tedious. Because he sucked, like tedious things do. Maybe instead of him, it's still the yellow. It's a yellow ninja alien ranger, but it's just a girl this time. Because it doesn't matter who it is under there.
Yeah.
And they're like, I thought you were going to be Titus. And she's like, no, that guy sucked, and I'm the new yellow ranger.
One too many car washes for that guy.
Yeah, he accidentally drank some mucky car wash water and just died. It's weird. He shit himself to death because he sucks so much. The only thing I remember about Titus is that I hate him.
Yeah.
I don't even remember why.
Is that he's like, hey, we can't drink this lake water, but that car wash will work this time.
I will scrum me down on a good car wash. So that's what? That's eight?
Yeah.
And then I guess Trini is kind of the ninth.
Yeah, I just don't know what... She needs to play into it somehow. Like, there needs to be something for Trini. I just don't know what
it would
be.
I don't want her to be dead. Because yeah. I feel like every fan film...
I think it sucks that... It almost feels disrespectful that, like, because Tui Trang had passed away tragically in a car accident, Trini also has to be dead.
Yeah, Trini also has to be dead because of that. Which, like, on the one hand, I see the logic, right? Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to just, like, get another person to play Trini, right?
Right.
Because that would just hurt more. That would just be worse.
Yeah.
But you don't have to kill her. I don't think. What if Trini is the one who sends Taylor the message?
Oh, that could work.
Like, cause I started, you know, a million years ago writing like a Power Rangers thing. I called it Power Rangers Redux, which it would take place after the Doomsday choice, where they're like, do you want to be a Power Ranger still or do you want to stop? Instead of them saying yes, they didn't get the choice, and Zordon was like, you're done, you did it, no more Power Rangers. And like the timeline splits from there. And in that, I had this idea that Trini just found her way off world and went and kicked Zed's ass and then was just like doing stuff to like make sure no one else attacked Earth for another 20 years. So maybe she's just been doing that, and there's just a bunch of people that we never saw because Trini went and killed them first.
Is the message written, or do we piece together dialogue?
I mean, if we can get the right dialogue together, but I feel like that would be A, tricky and bad. And then B, we are very limited to what she has said in the show, you know?
Right, in a season and a half.
Yeah, so I feel like it would be written, and maybe we do a voice double if we're feeling frisky, you know, to like read it over. But it's just this note, maybe just Taylor reads it out loud then.
That could be.
She just gets this message and she reads it, and then at the end it says, you know, signed Trini, you know, Trini Kwan. She's like, okay, I don't know what I gotta do about this. And there's just some new force from somewhere. I don't actually know who the main bad guy in Mega Ranger is.
Mega Ranger is...
In space. Because I know that...
Because it's not... What's his face? The lava monster.
It's not.
Because that's an American suit, like costume.
Yeah, Malagor / Dark Spectre was made for the Turbo movie.
Yeah. So it's not him, and it's not Astronema.
Because she's... And all of her Quantrons are also American. Because there's that one episode where there was like the megaship had a replicator thing, and like a bunch of weird putty things came out and turn into one big one, because those are the mooks in Mega Ranger. So I don't actually know. Oh, you know what? Yes, I do actually. In Lost Galaxy, in the very beginning, there was like Furio or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the villain for Mega Ranger, and he ends up turning into a Ecliptor.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because they look similar. He's just like, Ecliptor is just like digital that guy.
Yeah, Ecliptor is the polygons that the texture of Furio is put on.
Yes, exactly. So that wouldn't work. They used Captain Mutiny in Lost Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just find some, you know, some monster from one of the movies that never got adapted at this point.
That could be. That could work.
And use that. And it's basically, this one would also just be like a big fight movie, like a fight episode.
Yeah.
Because that's what Yellow Rangers do, is they just like kick ass.
I don't want to undo everything that happened with Jindrax. However, he does have a self-imposed rivalry with Taylor. So I feel like he should have some kind of something in this as well.
Right. So depending on when it is, should he be like, okay, what if he... helps out the bad guy because he gets word of this by spying on Taylor or something. And so he goes to like help the bad guy. And then when it looks like the bad guy might actually kill the Yellow Rangers, but more specifically Taylor, Jindrax just like stabs him in the back or something. Yeah. He's just like, no, actually this is my rivalry. And then he dips so he can, you know.
I just like to fight her. I don't want to kill her.
I don't want to kill her. That's terrible. I can't keep fighting her if I kill her. Just throw knives at her head. See what happens.
That could work. I like that.
Yeah. And it just ends in like a big fight in like a junkyard or someplace like really cool. Cause I'm sure there's some suits that look like just like garbage that you could be like, ah, this is the garbage queen from wherever, you know?
Yeah.
And then get to like a cool junkyard or something, because there's a lot of things to fight on, and I feel like those fights are always my favorite, where they have like stuff to interact with during the fight.
Yeah.
So that's pretty easy. That one's done. And we got to kill Titus and said that he crapped himself to death on a toilet. He died on a toilet because he sucks so much.
I don't know how a Forever Black or Forever Green would work, because I don't think there's enough of either of them.
Well,
and combining them, doesn't feel right.
I feel like if you did combine them, there would, like, Ecliptor would have to play.
Well, yeah, he's black and green.
Because he's black and green. So there would have to be something to do with Ecliptor. I feel like we do combine them because they occupy the same.
Okay. Well, role, then my idea for a Forever Black is out.
What is your idea for Forever Black?
It starts out as like a big team up of like all the teams so far, but there's a monster that they did an episode like this, but it affected Zach for some reason. There's a monster that drains everybody's color.
That was Adam. It was season 3 because it was the Arteza Mole.
Yeah.
Who took the color out of people and were like, the Black Ranger should be fine.
Yeah. We do that.
Okay. So who are Black Rangers then? We got Zach, we got Adam, we got Carlos from In Space.
But Zach and Adam are the same Black Ranger. Because after that, Adam was green.
Well, you know, maybe one of them. What if we spend the money for Adam Dam Park to get a frog Mighty Morphin style helmet?
Or he's just the ninja suit.
Or he's just the ninja suit.
I'm cool with him being the Ninja Ranger, the Black Ninja Ranger.
Because that ruled.
And then you've got Sestro.
It's not Sestro. It would be Corcus.
Corcus. That's
who
right.
is nothing. So whatever. Fine. Corcus is fine.
Corcus is there. He fights a putty or something.
Yeah, he didn't die on a toilet like Titus did. So, and then you have Danny, right? Because like everybody else is green. Joel and Damon. We're both green.
We're both green. And then...
And so was Trip.
And Trip.
What if... Okay. It's the same plot, right? It's the same plot.
Who was Turbo? Where
Turbo was...
Carlos.
Green. But it's Carlos, but he was also black.
But he's black and in space.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, here's what we do. Okay? Because we got... If we add Trip, we got a brains. We got a smart guy who can do stuff. Technical stuff, right?
Yeah, unless Circuit is telling him that he can't.
Yeah. Well, Circus isn't green, so he's got to stay at home in the future. So it's the same plot. It's a Power Rangers team up. Someone sucks all the color out of them, right? At the last minute, Adam would be the green Zeo Ranger, the best Adam. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
Because that ruled. At the last minute, Trip goes, wait a minute, as everyone's getting their color drained, and it doesn't affect the Black Rangers. Trip's like, wait a minute, the green... Morphin Grid energy and the Black energy are on the same wavelength. They're just like a little different. So he does like a slider or something, or hacks the Morphin Grid, and so all of the Green Rangers turn into Black Rangers.
Oh, I like that.
So it'd be like Black Zeo 4 and the Black Condor and whatever Joel was. They were just the Rescue Ranger. So that would be Black. So they would all just be, and Trip would be like the Black Time Force.
I like that.
So then we can do the same plot where it's like, you know, this monster took the drain the color, but they're like, because if you think about it, they are on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
because there's either a Black or a Green Ranger. Like there's
I,
not.
I
know.
Like that because it cuts them in half, and Adam is in the back half.
Yeah.
So you can have like when the original Black Rangers are like. Down and Trip is still trying to figure out like how he can redirect green energy into black energy. Adam is like, please, I just want to kick a monster so bad.
And then you get that cool cavalry scene of here comes Adam and Adam, Trip, Joel, and Damon. And Joel and Damon are both pilots, so they're like flying in on something to drop off Adam.
And Adam can show up and run over to Zach and be like, I hope I'm not too late. And then, like, kick whatever monster is fighting Zach.
Yeah, and then they just beat up the rest of them until they beat up the color drain monster.
Yeah.
That would rule. That would be very good.
Yep.
Hey, Boom Comics. Get at us. And then lastly, we got, I guess we got two more. Do we want to do Forever Six?
Okay, hang on. If we don't do Forever Six, is the Gold Ranger a Black Ranger?
See, they call him the Gold Ranger, but he is mostly black.
His suit is black. He just has, that's like calling the Green Ranger the Gold Ranger.
Exactly.
I think he counts. I think he's in there.
I think what happens is the color drains out and Jason is a Red Ranger and he goes like, oh no, my power's drained. Oh. And he goes, wait a minute. Gold Ranger power. And then he morphs and then he's a Gold Ranger.
Yeah, because Trey's dead. He also died on the toilet. Because
Trey died in a bag of farts that he lives in. Trey farted himself to death. And he didn't give himself an oxygen hole, so he just died in a bag of farts like he lived.
Trey is the fart that Titus ripped that killed him. and then Trey also died.
All three of them. Yeah, that would rule. Because, yeah, if he shows... So, because like, Forever Sixth would just be, like, a bunch of people doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm not super into that. And Tommy would already be in Forever Red.
Yeah, Tommy's already in Forever Red. So Jason's already in Forever Red.
Yeah.
Eric was in Forever Red. There's no Sixth Ranger. I mean, we could get the Phantom Ranger back.
Yeah, but Blue Centurion's already in Forever Blue.
Blue Centurion's... Yeah, so we'll just... Yeah, we'll say no Forever Six.
And then, Ninjor's in Forever Blue, too. So we don't really need a Forever Six.
Yeah.
They're all represented.
Because then who else is there? There's Merrick.
Magna Defender could also be black.
Magna Defender also could be black, yeah. Yeah, so that would give them like a lot of edge. And then also Phantom Ranger could be there because we still got the suit.
Right.
So we might as well.
He's technically a Black Ranger. He could
technically.
He could go invisible and leave. And
and then never come back. He's like, sorry, I had to leave.
Sorry, I thought I heard Cassie coming, so I dipped.
Never called her back. Gotta go, bye. Yeah, dope. If we put everybody in the Forevers into a thing, this means we are going to have two people minimum not accounted for. Merrick, who's like a silver.
Right.
And Ryan, who is the Titanium Ranger.
I think that's fine.
I think it's fine, too.
Also, Zane is a Silver Ranger.
Also, Zane. Zane's also a Silver Ranger, yes.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Rip. Sorry, y'all.
I feel a little bad about Ryan.
I do feel bad about Ryan, but, you know, he was probably, like, in the desert doing something, or maybe he was, like, I had a day off and he was just waiting at home. You know what? Ryan probably had the day off, and Carter also had the day off, and so they were just spending the day together. It's like, y'all, I can't do Power Ranger stuff today. I'm a Silver Ranger. I don't fit in anywhere, yeah. So...
All right, yeah.
Sorry.
And Merrick is just off being crazy in the woods, talking to himself, who he thinks is Zenaku, and then...
And then Zane,
Andros froze him again because he sucks.
Because he also sucks. We don't want to... He doesn't kill him suck, but he did freeze him because he sucks. Okay, so now, lastly, we got Forever Pink.
Yes.
Now, this episode will probably take about 7 minutes. Because... Because it's just the most effective Rangers,
so,
by and large.
Let's go down
right?
the list. Kim.
Kimberly.
Cat. Delphine.
Yes.
Okay.
I would put Delphine and Alyssa.
And Alyssa.
Especially if it's in Wild Force, you know.
Yeah.
The White Ranger thing is already there.
Cassie.
Yeah.
Kendricks and Carone.
Kendricks and Carone.
Dana.
Yep, Dana. And Jen. Then Jen.
That's a killer 9-person team.
That is maybe the best one.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because this is the one that popped off the most on the Discord that I saw.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting hung up on the too much pink energy is dangerous, and I don't think that means a collection of pink rangers is dangerous. I think that means if one person takes on too much,
yes.
It could harm them. The
too much pink energy is dangerous is from the episode where Kendricks died.
Right. Because she got overloaded.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the only other thing we could do with that, if we do want to call it back, because I think that episode was like pretty important in the grand scheme of Power Rangers, right?
Yeah.
I think the only other thing we can do with that is like call it back, but then flip it to where like too much pink energy is dangerous. And here they all are.
Yeah.
Like, so what are you going to do about all of these Pink Rangers in one place?
So do we bring Psycho Pink back a fourth time?
I don't know, because then Kendrick's sacrifice
means nothing.
Kind of means nothing. Even though Kendrick's did come back at the end, but like I feel like that is more earned than just like
right
the bad guy. Plus, we already I think the Forever Blue of having the Psycho Rangers, like the only Psycho involved, is Forever Blue. I think that would work best if it's just like only one survived.
Yeah,
you know, because of the cloud.
I would like to play it where. It starts off like Kendricks is does not want to go back into battle because she died.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah. She turns it down, and so Carone is there to start. But Carone in the big fight gets injured. And so Kendrick steps up and like takes the morpher.
Kind of
like when Lauren took over the Red Ranger in Samurai for a minute.
Yeah.
Just like that scene, but Kendricks and Carone.
Right. Yes. And then. So, okay, we would have to have Kim is Mighty Morphin, off. Cat would be Zeo.
Yeah.
Off. It's the best one, Ninja Spin. I don't know why they put her in Turbo.
Because that was the last one that she was.
I hate that so much. She was so much cooler in Zeo. She sucks in Turbo. She was a character assassinated in Turbo. She's way cooler. She has a cool shield. She has a lot more cool stuff. Anyway, Cassie would be in space.
Yeah.
Or Cassie could be Turbo, and then when Carone gets injured and comes back, Cassie's like, I got a spare, and gives her either the Turbo or the in space one.
I would say
in space is more thematically appropriate, but that is also the one I more associate with Cassie. So
that's true. But then Carone would be in the Turbo outfit.
Which is a crime.
It's a weird disconnect. So I think Cassie has to be Turbo. Or Cassie starts out as in space, then gives Carone in space after she heals up, and then Cassie becomes Turbo after that.
Yeah. Because she's like, I got a spare, I can, shift into Turbo. Which is, I think, canonically like the most powerful Power Rangers were.
I think so, because Billy made it, and they were stronger than the Zeo Rangers, which were like infinitely expanding power.
And then everything after that is replacement or new, because like when they go to in space, they replace the Turbo powers that they lost with the new in space powers. It's not like everything else had built up until then. So I think her going to Turbo would work.
Yeah, I do kind of want to play with something affecting the Pink Rangers, but Alyssa being okay, but that also means she has to work with Delphine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, because of the Alien Rangers, besides the weird neck wiggle.
Besides the weird neck wiggle and the fact that she does have hair even though she lives underwater.
I think Delphine is the top of the list.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like a big thing. It can just be a like... Everyone's affected for 1 second except for these two, and then Delphine does a kick, and then Alyssa does like tiger style on someone, and then it's fixed.
It undoes it and everyone's fine.
Yeah. So who should the bad guy be? My called shot is Archerina.
That's a good one.
But she definitely was murdered.
She's dead. Yeah, she's very dead. My knee jerk when you said that was Diva Tox.
She got turned into a yuppie.
Yeah. Ooh. Maybe she got better.
What if? Hold on. No. Hold on. Hear me out. Diva Tox is evil healed, right?
Yeah.
She's back. So she is the mentor for the pink team.
Whoa, what if she's the one that brought them all?
She's
them
the
all
one
together.
Who gets them all together, because the evil wave, the Zordon wave, when it wiped out all evil and turned several people into yuppies and killed everyone else, it actually flipped Demetria.
Oh,
so Demetria is the villain.
Yes. Perfect.
And Diva Tox is like, we need to fix her, because like I was so excited to go see my twin sister that I mostly forgot about because I was kidnapped when I was a baby. But then when I found her, she got turned evil. And she's like this like wild sorceress.
Yeah.
Of like mystic magic and stuff.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Maybe there's also like a human Archerina that she put together. Like she took Archerina's consciousness and did magic to it to make her like a real girl.
That's weird. That's like, it like would a, be weird. Like a Frankenstein.
It's like a Frankenstein situation because she's evil.
Whew, that's weird.
Yeah. Also, if we can jump back to Forever Yellow, how did I forget about Scorpina? She should definitely be the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely. She has yellow pants. Perfect.
She got yellow pants. She ruled.
Archerina does need to be there, and I like that.
Yeah, that they she was a robot. Because then you have this like that weird thing of like, you know, I was a machine, and I was always built to be a machine, but now I'm a human. It's the opposite of like every story where someone's consciousness gets put in a robot.
Yeah, Dimitri is able to like download the AI into a human body.
Into like a body that she just made from stray human.
Or it could just be a person that she like captured and put.
Yeah, I mean, or she could just like magic up from nothing a body to put,
that,
you know.
That could be
she's,
too.
Because she's got evil magic.
I think,
you know,
making a Frankenstein out of body parts to put Archerina's AI into is maybe a little dark for a Forever Pink.
You think maybe that might be too much?
It might be a little much.
Well, when I get to write the Forever Pink comic book.
So in the comic, it would work.
It's going to be Frankenstein. And she's going to have Gasket's head, and she's going to be so sad about it.
Oh, God.
Because he's dead.
Just the opposite of Jason Voorhees.
Exactly.
Oh no.
Also at some point Kimberly should mention that they have to wrap this up soon because she has to pick up her kid from daycare.
Yes.
Because I feel like her and Skull like absolutely
she should call it's morphin time to start the morph calls.
Yes.
And that's she should say that before she calls it.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up. My kid gets out of daycare in 20 minutes.
Skull's busy with his hotel. He can't go pick him
he's
up.
Got a, yeah, he's got a hotel. Also, absolutely, we are saying in canon that they are married and have a child together.
Yep.
Yeah, now I just want to see these episodes like really bad.
Yeah, I think they would all be very good.
The only one we never figured out was who the villain for Forever Black Green is.
Ecliptor.
Except we did mention Clippy, right?
Yeah.
So, but he was good.
He was good, and then he was brainwashed. Was he good again after that, or was he just destroyed by the Z-Wave?
No, he was good again, and then he was killed by Andros before Andros broke Zordon open.
Okay.
Or no, maybe he was destroyed by the Z-Wave because they were fighting, and then he
got dusted.
He popped open Zordon, and
yeah,
that happened.
But he's just like a wireframe. He's just data, right? So his body was destroyed.
What if it's not Ecliptor, but it is just the same Ecliptor body? And they're like Ecliptor 2, right?
Yeah.
Because the Dark Spectre was also... He had some red on him, but he was mostly black.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's like, I'm going to absorb all the Power Ranger color. I'm going to have all the power and all the colors.
I'll get the muscles and the power.
I'll have the muscles, I'll have the power. I'll have a clip door, too.
Do you ever think about why Jason said that? why he was holding Tommy over a molten lava pit and said, I have the muscles and the power.
Josh, okay, maybe you don't remember. But he didn't say now I'll be the one with the muscles and the power.
But you don't get Tommy's muscles by killing him in fire.
It's a metaphor.
But why?
For morphin power, because Tommy usurped him as leader,
right.
And now he's going to get that power
that's
back.
That's the power part. I get that.
The muscles comes from because muscles
Jason
and power is the same sometimes.
Look, it could be argued that Jason's already the one with the muscles.
He way more has the muscles, I think, if you look at the two men next to each other.
I wonder if it was in the script that he said muscles and the power, or if he was just like, I know exactly what to say.
Look, there are
I know
there are
how
several...
to blow Tommy's ego so hard.
I'm just going to, real quick, step on his toes. I would kill for three things. The three-hour cut of Turbo where there's a romance subplot between Jason and Kim. Even though I don't think either of that makes sense, I just want to see what they were doing. the shooting script that they filmed and the first script that they wrote just before any of the ideas got shot down because of budget and time and stuff. I would love more than anything to have those three things. But that's Forever Rangers. I think we came up with a bunch of really good ideas.
I think so.
I'm super mad these don't exist. And Boom Studios, if you do want me to write these each as a graphic novel, I got the time. I'm very affordable. I'll watch all the Power Rangers so I can add the other ones in.
See, now, if we did that, we're at, what, 23, 24,
25? Yeah, somewhere. The last end kind of gets crunchy because, like, it's two seasons per Ranger.
Yeah, but
so
that's one team. So that's one season.
Right. So
get
I don't know
here.
If that's
get
23
Rangers. Bullshit Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
But that's still very large teams. I feel like that's too much. That's too big if you go that far out.
I think it would be
You have to limit it to, like, eras?
Maybe. I mean, because, like, Shattered Grid did a lot of stuff like that, where it was just a bunch of different Rangers doing stuff, or, like, the entire team, you know, team-ups and stuff like that. I think. I haven't really read any of it. I've seen some of it, but I haven't really read any of it. So I feel like it's possible, but I feel like having 20 Pink Rangers in one place versus having 9 or 10, like, is a lot more unwieldy.
Yeah.
It's harder to for everyone to get their stuff in, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So you'd have to maybe break it up into a couple different
ones. But there's, like, a lot of teams that just don't have Pink Rangers. Like, Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder don't have Pink Rangers.
I feel if you count green and black separately, I feel like the only colors that have been in every season
are red and blue. Because there wasn't a yellow in Dino Charge. I think that's the first one that doesn't have a yellow.
Which is weird because there's like 100 colors in that one, and they didn't do a yellow.
And they didn't think about doing a yellow for any of them. They put a green and a black on the same team.
But no yellow.
No yellow. But yeah, so I think that would, like, having a lot of them would be a little unwieldy for any. But it also, you know, I'm sure
if you did it for every season, it would have to be a movie event.
Yes,
it could
for
not
sure.
be just like a one or two part episode of the show. I don't think.
Yeah, well, you couldn't do a one part because by the time you introduce everybody, the episode would be over. Yeah. By the time you get to Troy, you're like, all right, well, that's 19 minutes. Troy, thanks for coming. We're just going to focus on the cool ones, I guess.
Yeah, but I think a movie where, like, you gradually introduce them, like, two or three at a time as the stakes escalate.
Yeah.
I think that could work. That could be pretty good.
Yeah, 90 minutes for sure. You could get everybody in there, have everything work out. So, anyway, that's all of them. Let us know what you think. If you got any ideas for what you would do. If you know Boom Studios and they want to let me make any of these, then hit me up. You know, it's normal stuff. We didn't say any of the places you can find us, but you can just check the description. You should know by now that we don't really do that on hiatuses.
Yeah,
so,
we're taking a break right now.
Yeah, man, we're on break. Next week, we should figure out what we're going to do next week, because this isn't going up on Monday. This is going up on the 24th.
Okay.
So do we also want to take March off? For this, because we have at least three episodes.
Look, anytime you ask me to take time off, I'm gonna say yes.
I mean, by time off, I mean we're only putting out one episode a week.
Yeah,
I think if we do also take March for hiatus for bonus stuff, we'll have to think of like one or two more episodes. But we will be able to, like, record Ninja Storm ahead of time. So we can get, like, a good size buffer up for that for when we hit the four parter or the whatever.
Yeah.
There's, like, a bunch of parters that just are unnecessary. So yeah, I think we're gonna do that. So next week, do you want to talk about Hexagon?
Yeah, you can do that. I can look into that.
I know
a
we talked
bit.
About doing that, and I did read up a little bit more on it, and there's some weird things. There's some stuff that is literally Ahmed Baumbach being like, what's left unsaid. All right, here's how I fix this. It's a lot of, like, little problem solving that I like, even if it doesn't, even if it's not all, like, great ideas, it's all at least, like, good Power Ranger ideas.
Yeah, it's like trying to pull things together.
Yeah, like he explains what Terra Venture is. And like,
well,
that's
good.
Like,
it would have been cool if they did that in the season that Terra Venture was on.
Yeah, like he had an idea to like explain like what Terra Venture was so that it would make sense for what it was. And it honestly is one of the better ideas in there. So yeah, next week we'll talk about Hexagon. Then we got to watch a Aaron Cahill Hallmark movie of some kind. Then we got the Morphies. And then I think we'll need to figure out two more episodes. We can do that.
We can do that.
Day. We can do that.
That's easy. So, we do that all the time. We like
it. We like it. We can rank something. We can rank mooks or...
Yeah, something.
Villains or something. Something like that. So, yeah. We'll figure it out. But then we'll start back up with Ninja Storm in April, which is kind of a long time to take off to just do bonus stuff. But, like... I think a lot of our recording time in March is going to be us recording a bunch of episodes in Ninja Storm.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also have like a new work schedule to settle into, so.
Oh, you do? Are you still
2 weeks I go back to full time.
Oh, hot damn.
So I can pay rent and eat like good food and not just cheap food.
And not just the food you can afford to have. Nice. Dope. Well, we will see you next week for Hexagon, the episode. But until then,
may the power protect you.